Witch Witch by Eva Ibbotson. Read by Leslie Sharp. As soon as he was born, Mr. and Mrs. Kanker knew that their baby was not like other people's children. For one thing, he was born with a full set of teeth and would lie in his pram for hours, chewing mutton bones to shreds. For another, though he screamed with temper when they changed his nappies, his eyes never actually filled with tears. For a while, the Kankers were puzzled, but as Mr. Kanker said, there is a book about everything if you only know where to look, and he went to Todcaster Public Library and began to read. He read and he read, and what he read most about was black magic and sorcery, and how to tell from a very early age whether someone is going to be a wizard or a witch. After which he went home and broke the news to Mrs. Kanker. It was a shock, of course. No one likes to think that their baby is going to grow up to be a wizard, and a black one at that. But the Kankers were sensible people. They changed the baby's name from George to Ahriman, after a famous and very wicked Persian sorcerer, and decided that if he had to grow up to be a wizard, they would see to it that he was a good one. It wasn't easy. Todcaster, where they lived, was an ordinary town full of ordinary people. Though they encouraged little Ahriman to practice, it was embarrassing to have their bird table full of vultures and to have to explain to their neighbours why their apple tree had turned overnight into a blackened stump. Fortunately, wizards grow up quickly. By the time he was 15, Ahriman could raise a whirlwind, and soon afterwards he decided to leave home and set up on his own. The search for a new house took many months, but at last he found Darkington Hall. It was a grey, gloomy building about 30 miles from Todcaster. To the west was a sinister forest, to the north were bleak and windswept moors, and to the east the grey, relentlessly pounding sea. What's more, the Darkington ghost was the sort that Ahriman thought he could get on with, Sir Simon Montpelier, who, in the 16th century, had murdered all 7 of his wives, and now wandered about groaning with guilt, moaning with misery, and striking his forehead with a plashing sound. And here Ahriman lived for many years, blighting and smiting, blasting and wuthering, and doing everything he could to keep darkness and sorcery alive in the land. He lined the avenue with scorched tree stumps, and he dug a well in his courtyard from which brimstone and sulphur oozed horribly. He planted a yew tree maze, so devilish that no one had a hope of coming out alive, and he made the fountains on the terrace run with blood. There was only one thing he couldn't do. He couldn't raise the ghost of Sir Simon Montpelier. He would have liked to do this. Sir Simon would have been company. But bringing ghosts back to life is the blackest and most difficult magic of all, and even Ahriman couldn't manage it. The years passed. Ahriman's fame was spreading. People called him Ahriman the Awful, Loather of Light, and Wizard of the North. Stories began to be told about him, how he could make the thunder come before the lightning, that he was friends with Beelzebub himself. He had grown to be a tall and handsome man, with dark, flashing eyes and a flourishing moustache, but despite his fine looks, he was not at all conceited. In the years that followed, Ahriman set up a private zoo, in which he kept all the nastiest and ugliest animals he could find. He turned the billiard room into a laboratory in which fiendish things bubbled all day long, giving off appalling smells, and he called in rain clouds from the sea to drip relentlessly onto his roof. Then one day he woke feeling completely miserable. He knew he ought to get up and throw someone into his well, or order a stinking emu for the zoo, or mix something poisonous in his laboratory. But he just couldn't face it. "Lester," he said to the servant who brought him his breakfast, "I feel tired, bored." Lester was an ogre, a huge, slow-moving man with muscles like footballs, and like most ogres, he had only one eye in the middle of his forehead. Before he came to be Ahriman's servant, Lester had been a sword swallower in a fair, and he still liked to gulp down the odd sabre or fencing foil. It soothed him. Now he looked anxiously at his master. "Do you, sir?" he said. "Yes, I do. In fact, I don't know if I can go on much longer. I thought I might go away somewhere and write a book."